Looking her in the alley by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse.
Yes, making birdhouses in your soul and every other part of your existence. The Derek Hunter Show here on WBAL. Talking about the discussion yesterday on Now with Alex. Exciting. They come up with the craziest names over there on MSNBC. They're talking about immigration reform, and they basically boil down opposition to Republicans want indentured servants, and they don't like brown people. That's the level of intellectual discourse over there on MSNBC. I'm really surprised that Microsoft hasn't like sued them and said, you know, drop that MS stuff. We don't want to be a part of it anymore. That's where it started. They were a partnership between Microsoft and NBC News, and Microsoft is no longer a part of it. And seemingly neither is NBC News, except for if you watch NBC News, you realize that this is what it has become. But yes, conservatives, Republicans hate brown people. It's that simple. The level of intellectual discourse on the most trusted name in news, NBC News. Let's go to Ronnie in Glen Burnie. Ronnie, what's up?
Yeah, I wanted to just say, I think you're really on to something about the lower wages. Because of the nature of my job, I'm on the road a lot. And I'm down here in Maryland a lot, the Laurel area. I go up to Pennsylvania a lot. I stop at a lot of McDonald's. Okay, there's a McDonald's in Laurel that I go to that's mainly Hispanics in the whole store. Mm-hmm. And I've been going there for years. And I can tell you that I can come back 2 years from now and the same people work in that store. Whereas I go up to Pennsylvania, and there may be a crew that's all white, and I come back 2 years later.
Oh, Ronnie, I don't see that as...
They've totally had turnover.
Well, you can go to the suburbs, go to Glen Burnie. I mean, you're down in Glen Burnie, for God's sakes. Go to a drive-through there, and I guarantee you that you're going to find some people who are white, who don't exactly have ambition. It's not a matter of race. It's a matter of education. And the education system is letting people down because they're worried about which bathroom, you know, five-year-olds who identify as transgendered are going to be able to use. It's absurd what education is obsessing on rather than educating. They will find anything to obsess on, but it's not a race issue. And this immigration isn't a race issue. It's about what's right. You don't give people cuts. People broke the law. They broke the law, and paying a little fine may be nice, but it takes cuts. They're saying, oh, it'll take 13 years, you see, 13 years. We're sophisticated liberals, you see, and Republicans, progressives, talking about 13 years before anybody can even become, you know, start applying for citizenship. Therefore, their penance will be done. There are no cuts in line here, except that if you are back someplace else in the world waiting to come here legally, waiting the years that it takes to come here legally, and that's where we really need reform, is to speed that process up. Someone who is here and allowed to stay by the government but can't become a citizen for a while gets a huge advantage over the people who are waiting to come here legally because they are here. Sure, you can't vote. Sure, you can't get on welfare yet. But you are able to make connections. You are able to immerse yourself in the culture. You are able to work your way up. You are getting cuts simply by being here, and that is rewarding lawbreaking. Now, the melting pot thing, that's becoming less and less. Like, my favorite example is the guy who won the $300 million in New Jersey, the Powerball or lottery, whatever it was, and he'd been here since the late 80s, and he needed a translator at his press conference. We are used to come, you know, there was a time, if you've been to New York, you've been to Chinatown, you've been to Little Italy, they're like one block sort of novelty things now. But they used to be fairly large, and they were packed with new immigrants. People would come to this country from Asia, from Italy, from Europe, and find their little enclave of, you know, restaurants and grocery stores and people who spoke their language. They would live there. But it was never the goal to stay there. It was the goal to become, go from being an Irish person to being an American. And that was the stopping point where you sort of got your bearings. You got your sea legs. You come over here from China and you move to Chinatown because in addition to taking a huge risk and not knowing anybody, you didn't know the language. And you moved to Chinatown, you would immerse yourself in people who were learning the American culture. And then once you got it, once you got the language, once you got the culture as best you could and when you felt comfortable, you moved out of there and you moved into the culture. Now, they're so tiny, it doesn't matter. I mean, it might have something to do with property values going through the roof. But people are discouraged from taking part in the melting pot now. The media is responsible for this. Celebrate diversity. Celebrate diversity. And nobody's telling you, you come here from Guatemala and you can never, ever again mention that you're from Guatemala. No. But you are in America now. You're not in Guatemala. You left there for a reason. There's a great... We talked to Adam Carolla the other day. He did a movie called The Hammer. It's absolutely hilarious. And he's, I think it was Guatemala. His friend Ozzy's from Guatemala and the co-star of the movie. And he's at Ozzy's house and they're drinking beers. And they're like, hey, Guatemala, number one. Hey, Guatemala's great. And they're each one, they're drinking a beer. And they're basically saying Guatemala is the greatest place on earth, the greatest country. Celebrate Guatemala. And Adam Carolla goes, you guys sure loved Guatemala, except for the part that you risked your lives not to live there anymore. Like, there's a reason you left. You can keep your culture, but there is a culture here. You need to adapt. If you want your children to get ahead, you can hate it all you want, but they're going to have to learn to speak English. We have second and third generation people who have adapted and are doing incredibly well, as the first caller said earlier. They do incredibly well. They were instilled with a work ethic by their parents and a desire to become American. And then we have some who have no desire to become American, none. And we have second and third generations who barely speak English. We have 19-year-olds who can't read cursive, things like that, because you live in such an insular way. And not only do these exist, but it's encouraged a lot of times by the media. It's discouraged to melt. To become a part of the melting pot, you have to be your own separate group. You can be your own, you can be proud of your culture, but you're in a new culture. You're here for a reason. And you're not where you're from for a reason. And it's not because where you're from was so much better than here. It's the opposite. And if you want to succeed here, it would behoove you, I should say, to marinate, absorb, emulate, become part of the culture. You can bring your flavor to it. But to get ahead, you have to learn to adapt. You can't walk off the plane in France and say, I'm here. I'm not going to ever speak a word of French, and I want a job. See how that works out? I mean, maybe in France you get off the plane and you're like, I'm taking over, and they all surrender right away. That's a bad example. But in general, you get the concept. It's just not going to work anywhere else in the world, nor would it be tolerated anywhere else in the world. Yet it is encouraged here, and it is harming people and trapping them in poverty. But in a discussion like this, MSNBC says Republicans just hate brown people and they want indentured servitude. That's it. That's the level of discourse the media has sunk to.